My guest at this time is Dr. Tim Ball. He's a former professor of climatology at the University of Winnipeg and is one of the leading scientific voices challenging the premise of the movement behind climate change. One of the arguments we've heard in recent days, especially as a major heat wave baked the Midwest and Mid-Atlantic of the United States, was that this was a result of climate change. Even the wildfires out in Colorado and beyond were a result of major weather events, which are supposedly becoming more common as a result of man's impact on the climate. And Dr. Ball is here to explain why he believes that is actually a bunch of hot air. And sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thanks, Greg, for the opportunity.
Well, let's start with the fact that, by all records, this was a record heat wave, at least in the Washington area, multiple days of 95 degrees or more. Obviously, it gets hot in the summertime. There have been many heat waves in the past. There have been many wildfires in the past. But advocates of the climate change science say that this is further proof that things are becoming more extreme and more severe, and it's a result of man incrementally increasing the temperature on our planet.
Well, answers, there's several answers to that. First of all, anybody that says that are simply illustrating that they don't know anything about climate or climate change. Climate change is always going on, always has and always will. And it may be the warmest records in the U.S. for that portion of the country in the official government record. But that's a very, very short period of observation of weather over the entire history of the Earth. And so that's nonsense. The other thing is that that central part of the U.S. was really the only warm part. What's actually happening here is that the weather, the climate is changing, but not to warming, but to cooling. And as the world cools down, the polar air expands, and the boundary line between it, which is marked by the jet stream, becomes the wave pattern changes, so that instead of sort of westerly winds in the middle latitudes, which of course is the central U.S., you get a change to much more north-south winds. So what you've had is the warm air pushing in to the central U.S., but on the west coast, and you look at what's been happening in Seattle and then into Alaska and the Bering Sea, you've had very strong north winds blowing very cold air down. And of course, when you look at the world, the cold air pushing south is actually dominating. It never got mentioned in the mainstream media that Antarctica set a record cold, earliest cold on record, granted only since official records began, but it never got mentioned in the media. All the focus is on the warm because, of course, that's the attention. So what's going on here is perfectly normal, perfectly explainable, but it suits the political agenda of climate science these days to say this is evidence of what's happening. Now, the other thing, Greg, just quickly, is that where that cold air and warm air meet, that's where the severe weather and the heavy rains occur. And that's why you're seeing a drought in one area, as you've got in the west central part of the U.S., and then very, very heavy rains in other regions. For example, the flooding in England, the flooding in Russia, and also in Asia. But again, those things are not getting mentioned in the North American media especially. So the pattern is exactly as you would expect historically with a cooling world, not a warming world.
Where are we in this cooling cycle? Closer to the beginning or closer to the middle or the end?
Well, we're closer to the beginning. It started in 1998. The temperature peaked in 1998 with a La Nina event, and then it's been cooling ever since. And sun is the explanation. The sun is now doing things that they haven't seen for quite some time, and by that I mean 200 or 300 years. And so the sun is sunspot numbers are declining. Something called the AP number has declined dramatically, and the sun is doing things that is really quite astonishing solar physicists. And in fact, there's a report out today that says that what the sun is doing right now undermines the solar physicist's argument that the sun is a nuclear reactor, and those scientists that have said it's actually got an iron core appear to be more right. So what's happening now is challenging so much of what is in the textbooks with regard to weather, but the pattern is cooling and will continue to cool, and of course, meanwhile, government's foolishly spending money on warming.
Now, in these cycles, will that mean more of the same for a while for us and more of the same in terms of big rains and cooler temperatures in other parts of the world, or do those conditions kind of rotate as time goes on?
Well, no, the pattern of more north-south flow will continue. And, of course, one of the things that happens with that is when it's a more westerly flow, the weather patterns change on a 4 to 6 week cycle, which is why our grandparents knew about the groundhog with its 6 week prediction. But when the pattern goes like it is now, more north-south, you hear the weathermen talking about blocking. And that means that these wave patterns, instead of moving through on a 4 to 6 week basis, do it on an 8 to 10 or 12 week basis. And so you get prolonged periods of drought or heat. And that, of course, gets people very, very worried and uncomfortable. But this pattern should continue for a few years yet. And, of course, the cooling will continue at least till 2040.
And so the heat waves aren't going anywhere for a little while as this phase of the cycle goes through.
Well, you will get these isolated heat waves. I mean, that's the point about what's happening in the central and northeastern U.S. As I said earlier, it's really quite unique in terms of when you look at the whole globe. Most of the world is seeing much cooler conditions and much wetter conditions and much cloudier conditions. And I think that the warming in the northeast U.S. is due to the fact that the cold air is pushing down, and normally that warm air would be able to mix and dissipate. Instead, it's just sitting there, and of course it heats the ground and heats the air, so you see that overnight temperatures staying very high instead of cooling down, as an example. So yeah, we because of the pattern, we will see those isolated heat events. It's just a matter of where they happen to be as to how they affect the media and what gets attention.
And finally, sir, in terms of the larger debate, do you think that the pro-climate change crowd is succeeding in convincing people that this is in fact related, or do you think that explanations like the one you've just given us are sinking in?
Well, the explanations are sinking in. I mean, the fact that the world's cooled down since 1998, even though CO2 levels have continued to increase, hasn't escaped people's notice, nor is the fact they changed from global warming to climate change. And, of course, what's going on is as they are losing the debate and governments are cutting funding, you have to look at what the Canadian government has done and what other governments are doing, cutting funding to the bureaucracies that were driving so much of this, they panic, they get more and more extreme. And so that's why they latched on to this current situation in the Northeast to say, this is evidence of what you're going to see with continued global warming. Well, sorry, you know, that just isn't going to wash anymore. And all the polls are showing it, by the way, that the public, they don't necessarily fully understand, but they sense that there's something fundamentally wrong with what they've been told.
No, we'll certainly keep following it. And as events warrant, we always really appreciate you coming on to share your expertise with us, sir. It's invaluable. Thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
Dr. Tim Ball is a former professor of climatology at the University of Winnipeg and is one of the leading scientific voices criticizing the conventional wisdom when it comes to so-called climate change. To get his full analysis on what we're seeing right now in terms of weather patterns that are affecting parts of the United States, go to drtimball.com. That's drtimball.com. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.